It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A question about Colorado's last remaining public monument honoring Christopher Columbus will not go before voters this fall. Last night, the city council in Pueblo voted to continue mediation between supporters and opponents of the statue, and they rejected a proposal to put the question to voters in November. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gradisar supported that decision.
If the people vote to take it down or keep it up, that's not going to solve it. The problem is going to be solved by these interested parties coming to an agreement and saying, this is how we're going to move forward. That was the purpose of getting mediation.
The bronze bust in the center of town has long been controversial, and it has become the site of frequent protests since the killing of George Floyd in May. It's the 1st of September and the last month to complete census surveys. Nearly 70% of Colorado households have already self-responded by phone, mail, or online. Census officials say they'll focus on efforts to knock on doors to try to reach those who have not yet filled out the 2020 survey. Federal officials recently changed the census deadline to the end of September, a month earlier than previously planned. Red Rocks Amphitheater is hosting its first ever virtual concert series this week. It begins tonight with free online performances by Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats and Phoebe Bridgers. The Red Rocks Unpaused series will stream sets later this week by rapper Megan Thee Stallion and country singer Sam Hunt. Organizers say viewers can participate in the shows by changing the lighting and colors on stage and voting to choose final songs. Interstate 25 near Fort Collins will close overnight. Traffic will detour around a bridge project at Prospect Road. I-25 will close again for one night early next week. The project is part of a larger I-25 redo that will add new toll lanes to the congested highway. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.